This is Dustin, and you're listening to episode 40 of Secret Grasp, a paranormal podcast about the strangest and most mysterious aspects of our world. So today I'm going to be talking about dowsing rods. They're also sometimes called divining rods, and I first learned about dowsing rods when I was driving past a farm, and I saw this guy slowly walking around his land with two metal rods in his hand. I was like, what the hell is this guy doing? He's just like walking around with like coat hangers. I'm like, what's going on? So I was curious about what he was up to, but of course, being like a millennial, I can't just like pull over and talk to people and ask what's going on. So decided to find out for myself, and I went online and I found out all about dowsing rods. So what dowsing rods are, they're wooden or metal rods that are used for dowsing, which is a form of divination that can be used to locate various objects. Dowsing is most commonly used to locate groundwater, but it can also be used to find oil, gemstones and ores, buried metals, and even grave sites. So in this episode, I'm going to tell you all about dowsing rods and dowsing. I'll explain what they're used for, what materials they're made of, how they work, and more. So the history of dowsing, let's cover that a little bit first. How long has this been going on? Where did this crazy practice come from? So dowsing is believed to have started in the 16th century in Germany, where it was known as Wunschelrut, or wishing rod. I doubt I said that right, but gave it my good old college try. The practice was originally used to find metals in the ground, so they didn't use it for water. They used it for like iron ores, maybe just like gold and stuff too. Then in the 19th century, dowsing was brought to America by homesteaders and farmers, presumably who were also of German descent. They used it to attempt to locate the best places to put water wells on their land. And when it's used to find water, dowsing is sometimes referred to as witching for water. It's just another term for it. During the Vietnam War, some U.S. Marines even attempted to use divining rods to find tunnels and weapon caches in the Viet Cong, jungle where they were hiding stuff. And in modern times, the practice of dowsing has mostly fallen out of favor. Nowadays, water engineers can use technology like seismic water finding to locate water. So how that works, a sound wave is sent into the ground, and then the returning signal gets picked up by an antenna array to map out the depth and thickness of whatever's in the ground. However, some farmers still rely on dowsing to find water sources today, particularly in the UK. I know one guy online that just started like a homestead I watch on YouTube. I know that he used this technique to find water too, and apparently it worked for him, so who knows. But some water companies in the UK even still use dowsing rods to locate damaged pipes, although this practice has come under more intense scrutiny in recent years because it's kind of like how sometimes police use psychics. Like, even if sometimes it turns out that it actually works, is it really like ethical or smart to be using it? So I don't know. So what are dowsing rods used for? So theoretically, you could use dowsing rods to locate any materials or objects that you want. By far, the most commonly used to find water, though, sometimes oil. But you can use them, like I said, to locate precious metals like gold, silver, and platinum, as well as base metals like iron. And in the past, dowsing has even been used to attempt to locate dead bodies. Like if some serial killer or something hit a body in the woods, I guess they would go with the dowsing rods and find them. I'm curious to know like what the range on them is, and also how is the same instrument able to determine the difference between like gold, silver, or platinum, or different ores? Like, would they use the same dowsing rods, or are there like different kinds of metal that would react? Would they use like gold tipped dowsing rods to find gold or something? That's something that I was not able to find in any of my research. It seems like just like you set your intention and then using your subconscious somehow, I don't know, you must like connect to the earth and then it like guides you. I have no idea how that works, but yeah. Dowsing rods, what are they made of? So dowsing rods and divining rods come in two major types. One is called Y rods and the other is called L rods. It's basically what the shape of them is. So a Y rod, dowsing rod, is the more traditional and older type of dowsing rod. They're made from a wooden branch of a tree or a bush that has a Y-shaped fork in it. So if you think kind of like a slingshot, it's got like two branches coming out that join into like a single stem or whatever. So any type of wood can be used for divining, but some dowsers have their own personal preferences. Some insist that the branch has to be freshly cut and still alive for it to work. Others might have a favorite dowsing rod that they always use. Most dowsers will hold their dowsing rods palms down, but some do it palm up. So really, it's all over the place. Basically, whoever's doing it has their own favorite way of doing it. They have a special way of constructing their dowsing rod, or they have a favorite one, or they always need a fresh one. I like the idea of the fresh one because it's like still alive. Maybe it has some kind of connection to the earth, if this works at all. But hazel, peach, and willow trees are some of the most popular types of wood that are used for dowsing. And in fact, dowsing is sometimes referred to as willow witching. I think there's something about willows and water too, so maybe that's why they're like super good at finding water. When using a Y rod, you should hold one of the forked parts of the branch in each hand. So basically the Y is facing you and you've got the two handles, and then you have like a straight point pointing off, and then the stem or the point of the branch faces away from you, and that acts as like the water detector. And then once a dowser has holding the dowsing rod, they can start to walk around and look for the resource they're trying to locate, which is usually water. The dowsing rod should start to make twitching motions or kind of dip down towards the ground when water is nearby. And I guess you would do this kind of in like a grid fashion. I would imagine you want to systematically cover all of the ground. Or I guess you could like start in the middle and work outwards and maybe like run into spots. I think I would do like a grid pattern to make sure that I covered absolutely everywhere. But I'm sure every, like everything else, every dowser has their own technique that they try and use. So that's the Y-shaped dowsing rods. There's also L dowsing rods. These are kind of the more modern types of dowsing rods. They weren't really used as much until the 19th century. So L rods are a couple of L-shaped thin metal rods. They're bent at 90 degrees with a shorter part for the dowser to hold onto and the longer ends that can swing freely. Some dowsing rods are made of plastic or glass as well. The dowser holds one of the rods in each hand, and then similarly, they walk around the land to locate whatever the resource is looking for. So you've got like a, if you imagine like a bent coat hanger, that's how I usually see them. That's what they, I think if you're going to make it yourself, that's probably the easiest way. And yeah, so you bend it. So it's like, you want like an L shape. You want a little bit that's just long enough to hold. And then you want probably like at least 3 to 5 times the length beyond what you hold. And then, yeah, so you walk around, and then the two parts of the rod should cross over each other when the water or whatever you're looking for is nearby. But if you're looking for a larger object like a water pipe, it's possible that the rods could actually separate out away from each other too, to show which way the pipe is oriented. Or they might kind of, yeah, they can swing like along the structure of a pipe to show which way the water is flowing. So yeah, it's a, I think it's a lot like a pendulum, how a pendulum works, how you can like swing a pendulum and it'll go like forwards and backwards for yes or sideways for no. It's kind of like your subconscious is doing it. Although I don't know, with like yes and no's, I can see how your subconscious taps into the answer that you want to hear, but I don't know how dowsing successfully finds water if it is just like your subconscious doing stuff. I would be curious if there's been scientific studies that show if it has like a higher than just chance probability of finding water. But yeah, there's no clear answer to how or why dowsing works. Many people believe that just the fact that it works, they're happy to use it, even if they admit they don't know how or why it works. They just know that it seems to work for them, and so they keep on using it. Some people even make a career out of it, helping other people find wells and stuff. Some dowsers claim that dowsing works because of magnetism or something called earth rays. I don't know exactly what earth rays are. Others believe it's a type of witchcraft or some kind of clairvoyant ability that's involved, and some people are more sensitive to it than others. Early scientists attempted to find what caused dowsing to work, but their research only found that nothing seems to induce the dowsing rods to move over the metal or water. So it was theorized that there must be something about the human holding the dowsing rod that causes it to work. Various things have been suggested to prevent dowsing from working. This can range from things like rubber shoes, wool or silk gloves, or even tight bandages on the arms. So I guess, yeah, you want to make sure that you're not wearing rubber boots or something. I guess you want to be grounded to the earth without anything interrupting you. So that would make sense to me, I guess. And obviously, you don't want anything blocking your body's connection to the actual dowsing rod either. So that seems logical. And then I guess bandages, just because if it is like a really fine movement, you don't want your muscles constricted at all. If it is like a very subconscious thing, then it's going to barely move and you want any little twitches to register. So what do skeptics say about dowsing, though? So the skeptics insist that dowsing is pseudoscience and there's no evidence that dowsing is any more effective than random trial and error. When put to the test under scientific conditions, dowsing doesn't appear to produce any results that are higher than simply random chance. Many dowsers may subconsciously know how a certain terrain has a higher chance of having water. Like, maybe, you know, just like if the ground goes down, or if there's like more lush vegetation or something there, it might be an obvious sign that there's water under the ground. I don't know. Maybe they've secretly taken geology courses and then they use the geology, but to sell people this sensational service, they add the dowsing on top of it. Who knows? But yeah, using dowsing rods, it's explained by skeptics because of the ideomotor response, where the dowser unconsciously moves the rods through involuntary movements. So in this way, it's quite similar to using a pendulum, a Ouija board, or any other kinds of methods of divination, which often also rely on the ideomotor effect. Several dowsing machines or technologies are on the market, which claim to operate on a similar principle to more traditional dowsing. However, any of these that have been tested have been disproven by science. And yeah, I would think that if there is something about the human holding the dowsing rod that causes it to work, then a machine would just be BS. I wouldn't trust a machine. I'd get an actual person to do it. But yeah, you can try dowsing for yourself and see if it works. I'm kind of tempted to see if I can try it and see what happens. If your mind isn't totally made up about whether it's real or not, why not give it a try for yourself? It's quite an inexpensive and safe thing to put to the test. All you need to do is find a Y-shaped sticker branch, or alternatively, you can bend a couple metal coat hangers to create those L-shaped dowsing rods. If you do give it a try, be sure to like email me, or if you have any experience with it, let me know if it worked for you or if it didn't work. If you know anybody, maybe you had like a grandfather or something that was like a dowser, that'd be really interesting to hear how that worked. But yeah, some related questions we can kind of cover before we close thing out. So can dowsing rods be dangerous? So some people are like so deeply religious that they feel that dowsing is a form of magic or witchcraft, and by holding onto the dowsing rods, you're allowing the devil to work through you. If you're a very devout Christian and hold this belief, you probably want to pass on giving dowsing a try for yourself. But most divining rod users don't believe in any dangerous spirits that are involved or attracted to them by using this. To most non-religious people, the most significant danger of dowsing rods may be tripping and falling if you're too focused on the rods and not watching where you're going. And yeah, it would seem kind of weird to me that the devil would come through the dowsing rods and help you out by telling you where water is, unless that makes like the water haunted and cursed whenever you drink it afterwards. I don't know. So where can you buy dowsing rods? So you probably won't be able to find dowsing rods in any regular department stores. Luckily, like I said, they're pretty easy to make it for yourself. Just find like a Y-shaped stick or a coat hanger. If you do want to buy them, there's some on Amazon. Maybe I should get like a referral link put up for you guys to use in the description if you want to buy dowsing rods. Let me see if I can find some. I might toss that in the episode description and you can check that out if you want. But yeah, we'll see. That way I can get a little bit of income if you happen to buy dowsing rods. But what I would recommend, just trying a stick or some coat hangers first. So basically, dowsing rods overall, they have a long history of being used to locate all kinds of underground hidden resources, especially water, and minerals. Dowsing has been labeled as pseudoscience by scientists, and it's repeatedly failed to perform better than random chance when put to the test, but dowsers still choose to believe and hold on to this ancient technique. They don't necessarily care how or why it works. They just know that it seems to work for them. So curious what you guys think. Do you believe dowsing is real? Why or why not? Have you tried it yourself? Let me know. And be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll get the next episodes totally free. And then they will be delivered to you as soon as they come out every Tuesday and Thursday. So stay tuned, and I will see you guys in the next one.